heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a deadly house fire on Elm Avenue. Authorities say the home was initially reported as vacant, but when crews began to survey the home Monday afternoon, they found the body of a man inside. The Office of City Investigations is looking into Montgomery Fire and Rescue's response to this fire. State Education Superintendent Eric Mackey says they will expand some school security measures over summer break. He says security cameras have been requested by many school districts. And Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial kickoff for summer, which means the Marine Patrol is gearing up for another busy lake season. For the first time in almost 10 years, Lake Martin now has a full staff of Marine Patrol troopers, which should cut down on emergency response times. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Hey guys, welcome back into News and Views. Got a very special guest in the studio, not just talking about Trisha or Jack.
We got Gerald Dial. He's state senator from Lineville, Alabama.
Uptown Lineville, yes.
Yeah. You're not from one of the suburbs of Lineville, are you?
No, uptown
Lineville. You're from the inside Lineville proper.
Right.
How many people are in Lineville, Alabama?
Well, we got about 2,400 on a good day, so it's a nice little town.
Yeah. When it's raining, though, you don't see anybody?
No,
I mean,
not
much. Is it that small of a town? You have stoplights and all that?
Oh, yeah. You sound like Jabbo Wagner. He used to pound on me about me being from the country. Yeah, we got two stoplights, and okay. We got a post office, and it's a great place. I taught school and coached there for years and just enjoyed it. And
what'd you coach?
I coach football and basketball.
How about that?
I guess the biggest compliment I can get now is to go into Piggly Wiggly and somebody say, hey, coach, good to see you. Because, you know, they want to call politicians a lot of other things. So when I hear a hey, coach, I know we're in good family. But I love it. Love the little town there, and my wife and I have been living there 50 years. And
go ahead.
Wasn't it part of Randolph and
originally,
Clay?
Originally, Clay was part of the river. We got the river on the east, and we got the mountain range on the west. And so it was part of the Randolph area, and because of the process of trying to communicate and get back and forth, they made the basically almost the river the line, and they made the mountain range the line, and they created Clay County in between Talladega and Randolph. Okay. And that's how we came to exist.
Normally I give people a hard time about when they're running statewide, because you don't realize until you run statewide how big the state is, but your Senate district's pretty massive too.
Yes, my Senate district's about 200 miles. It's six counties, and it's about 200 miles from one end to the other. So
it's too big.
It's not too big. It's rural. It all relates to each other. It's a rural area. It borders on Georgia. The rivers, both the Coosa and the Tallapoosa come into my area. So the water wars has always been an issue because it came right in. And the Chattahoochee. So I got the Tallapoosa, Coosa, and the Chattahoochee. Three of the major rivers coming out of Georgia come right into my district. So my district is rural. The largest town, I guess, is Roanoke, or you can count Ballylinette area, which is two different towns. But we're all rural and all have very common interests. So that's what should make a district. The legislature should have people of common interest and common ideas, and that's what and I know that district because I drew the boundary line. So,
so you knew you'd be safe.
I knew I'd be safe. I had the privilege of chairing the reapportionment committee, and I drew the line. But I didn't draw them just for me. I drew them to keep common interests and ideas together.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. If you have a question for Gerald Dial, he is running for chairman of Agriculture and Industries. That position is presently occupied by John McMillan, who comes in quite frequently and gives us updates of what's going on agriculturally around the state. And I think it's important because we're a hugely agricultural state.
Oh, we are. And you know, if somebody asked me why I'd leave a Senate seat to run for this office, and it is a constitutional office. It's one, it's not well known. A lot of people, if you're not directly involved in agriculture, you don't. But you know, it's agriculture and agribusiness is $70 billion. It's by far the largest industry in Alabama. 600,000 people Friday will get a check directly or indirectly related on agriculture. And it's the best way to grow our economy. It's the best way to continue to expand our economy. And I just think I can carry some values and ideas over there. As people know who personally know me, I'm not willing to go and just sit down. I'm going to be proactive, and I'm going to make a difference over there, and I'm going to grow this industry, and we're going to increase our exports.
You know, are you the only person, or was there one other, who served as a Democrat, a Republican, and an Independent in the Senate?
Me and Senator Jack Biddle.
Biddle, I remember Biddle.
Yeah,
that's
Jack
right.
Jack Biddle from Gardendale.
Yeah, I didn't know he was ever an Independent.
Yes.
That's interesting. And you were in the Senate for how many years?
Well, I was elected in 83, and I was out one term.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, little kerfuffle.
That was an interesting time, and I enjoyed that time. I had the opportunity to work in rural economic development, and again go where my passion is out in the rural part and try to help those areas that needed some help.
I used to see you in that Crown Victoria with that Alabama state flag tag on the front. So there's Gerald. Where is he going? You were all over the damn place.
Well, I work real close with the regional planning agencies, which is already out there, and their job is to promote rural Alabama. And so we began that. We started a several program. We really started out Connect Alabama, which was the first real initiative to wire broadband in rural areas. During that time, we were able to help some organizations get grants to we wired all the mental health facilities to high-speed internet so they could do teleconferencing rather than run that. So we did some interesting things and some things we were excited about. Alabama's a large state. You know, we got 4.8 million people. But, you know, I could have got up this morning and gone east in my car And I could have been in Atlanta where they've got 4.5 million people in one town. So we talk about Alabama being large, but you go to Atlanta, they're as large in Atlanta as we are as a state. But we've got resources, and as you said, agriculture is it. Timber's number one, poultry's number two, and I can just go on down the line. But it means so much to the well-being of this state is that we continue to grow and produce the agriculture products we do.
Are we still fighting with Georgia over the river?
The water wars will probably go on way past you and me and this the world. You're never going to totally resolve that. The biggest issue is, and the interesting part of the water wars is South Georgia is on our side.
Yeah.
It's all about Atlanta and how much water Atlanta's
everything
got
south
have.
Of Atlanta.
Yeah, it's all about Atlanta and what they've got to take out of the Chattahoochee and out of the Lake Lanier and the Coosa to sustain their population growth, and they've begun to do some things. The new housing industry in Georgia, any new housing in the Atlanta area has to have those energy-efficient lavatories and commodes. They have begun to do some of the things to rein in some of that. But you know what's interesting, Jack, at a program we started a long time ago in the legislature is to map the underground water in Alabama. And I'm going to tell you a fact that you're going to say, well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. We have more water underground in Atlanta than we do, and in Alabama than we do above. Hmm. And you think, well, all the rivers and the reservoirs, but we have mapped the water backwards under this state, and we have more water underground in Alabama. And that why that's important is we look at irrigating croplands. We'll know where the supply is and how easy it is to get to. But the water war for Georgia is a continuing thing. Right now, I think everybody's pretty status quo. Let's just leave it like it is. You know, Georgia and Florida have been in a flux because Florida's suing Georgia because they say they're taking too much water out and they can't do the oysters and all in Appalachia. But right now, it will continue to be a flux, and I don't think there's any real. If it's not changed any more drastically than it is now, we can all survive.
My cousin was at one time the water negotiator, Jim Campbell.
Oh, I know Jim Campbell very well, yeah. And he
I imagine you did.
Yeah, Jim and I, you know, served in the legislature, and then he helped us negotiate. And I passed the bill that created the Alabama Department of Water Resources because we had no idea of what the needs were and what we were actually using. I mean, so Georgia's over there saying, we know how much we need. And what do you need? And we said, hey, we don't know. So we had to begin to catch up quick, and Jim helped us do that.
Well,
there's only really three ways to create wealth. I always tell people this. It's mining, manufacturing, and agriculture. We've done a good job in this state of incentivizing manufacturing coming in. We've done a very poor job of incentivizing agriculture.
You're absolutely right.
And you hit on it. It's crops that need to be irrigated. John McMillan said we grow about 6 days' worth of corn in Alabama, and it's because we don't have enough irrigated cropland, so we have to import all that corn. We need to be growing our own corn, and what can we do? What can you do in agriculture and industries to get more cropland irrigated?
Well, and that's a great question. We just passed a bill, and the governor just signed it. We just signed the bill. We passed a bill that's going to allow us to begin a new process. Under soil and water, we've gotten an agreement, and we've gotten the funding, $10 million through Representative Idaho. He's given us a $10 million seed through soil and water to begin to do small irrigation projects. We have about 100,000 acres irrigated in Alabama. Georgia has about five times that much. And you're right. If you can irrigate your cropland, you can triple the production on it. So what we're planning to do with the soil and water money is begin to do, the first thing is to start the small specialty farm. Say, if I want to grow 2 acres of peppers and I've got a market at Taco Bell, then I can come in and I can get a grant and I can irrigate that 2 acres because we know it's going to triple your production. You're going to be able to grow three times as much if you irrigate. If you don't irrigate and you grow crops, you might as well go to Biloxi. You're taking just as big a gamble because you've got to depend on the rain. So our goal is to add 100,000 acres a year for the next 4 years into irrigation. I met with Sonny.
We can do that with $10 million?
No, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I met with Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, who's a personal friend of mine because he was a senator in Georgia while I was there. And so he asked me up to have breakfast with him a couple of weeks ago. And Sonny and I sat there, and Sonny understands the same process. Most of the federal irrigation money has been going out to the Midwest and out to the West. We've not gotten very little in Alabama and Georgia and other southern states. He's willing to help us turn that around to begin to get more money into Alabama. We also passed a bill. We have a tax credit now. If you irrigate your property, you can get a tax credit, but you only get that for 2 years. Most farmers can't realize the tax credit. They don't make enough to. So we extended that tax credit bill this year to allow you to spread that over 5 years. That's going to help also. So with that, with the help of Sonny Perdue and with the seed money we've gotten in soil and water, we're going to begin to do that. Because one of my ultimate goals is to add $100,000 a year to get us up to at least where Georgia is, and I think we can do that.
Well, we grow so, I mean, between catfish and chickens and everything else, we use a lot of corn. We don't grow very much corn.
We don't grow much corn, and as you go out to Nebraska and the other places out there where they grow the corn, we can triple our corn production.
It's just so much more expensive to truck it in from five states away.
Yeah, it does.
Not to mention cattle feed and everything else that needs corn.
You mentioned catfish, and that's a great adventure in itself. We went 2 years ago. Me and four other guys went to Columbia. And we went to Columbia to promote Alabama catfish, and we went to a grocery store. And you know, as you go in the grocery store today, you go and there's always somebody peddling something. They give you a little sample on toothpick.
Yeah.
Well, we gave out catfish to those Colombians in a grocery store, and they would get one and they'd kind of frown because they'd never had catfish. And then they'd come back and say, that's pretty good. Today, that grocery store is selling Alabama catfish, and it kept that catfish farm from going under. So that's how you can promote the product, but that's how the specialty things work. We will never grow enough corn in Alabama because what's happened, we've taken our good corn-growing property and we've put it in pine trees. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, I'm in pine trees too, and I like them. I don't get to cut them, but every once in a while when I do cut them, we get a nice check, and pine trees mean a lot to Alabama. So we'll never grow enough corn to meet the poultry demand, but we can go a long way to cutting that back. But most areas right now in the poultry business is growing tremendously in this state. And you know what's ironic, Jack? 5 years ago, we exported more poultry to Cuba than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was coming from Alabama. Went down, got on the docks in Mobile. Now Arkansas is killing us. And Arkansas has done that real simple. They hired a guy and sent him in the ground and put him in the ground in Cuba, and he made contacts, and now he's selling Arkansas chicken coming from Arkansas to the Mobile port to Cuba, and we're way down the line. We'll change that. I've talked to the dock folks. We need somebody on the ground promoting not only chicken, but beef and pork and soybeans and peanuts, not only to Cuba, but to the Caribbean islands.
Gerald Dial is our guest. He's running for Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, current state senator from Lineville, Alabama. You're going to campaign a lot. You're going to need a new set of tires. I recommend you go to Tire City and Automotive Service because what do you put, 40,000, 50,000 miles a year on your car when you're campaigning?
At least.
That's a set of tires. Get by Tire City and Automotive Service. They got tires at cost, Senator. Tires at cost. That means you don't pay a penny over. They're on the Atlanta Highway just in front of the Eastdale Mall. There's also a location just 1/2 mile east of Alpha on the Southern Boulevard, East South Boulevard, right. 1/2 miles east of Alpha and Baptist South Hospital right there. Tire City and Automotive Service, you can check them out online, TireCityAL.com. Between now and May 31, if you get a set of Uniroyal tires, you get a $40 Visa gift card. That goes a long way. You're already paying costs, so you're really paying now.
Oh, my wife would like that gift card.
$40 less. That's exactly right. See? I'm trying to help the whole family.
You're
about peace and harmony here.
You are. That's a great idea.
Tire City and Automotive Service. I said, Jerry Battles, why are you going to sell your tires at cost? He said, I want to sell tires to everybody in your listening audience. I don't want them to go anywhere else for tires.
Good idea.
That's a great idea. That's why he sells them at cost. I get everything done there. Oil changes, tire rotate, balance, alignments, tune-ups, plug changes, wire changes, belt changes. I get them.
You've even gotten their advice to go buy a new car.
I did.
He
finally told me, he said, I can fix it, but the fix is worth more than the car. So I left and went and got a car.
Great.
that's somebody you trust right there, because he made a fortune fixing it.
Yeah.
Tire City and Automotive Service. Go see him. We'll be back.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me, but I'm in a daze from your love. I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot. This month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru's Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP 35,192.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interests in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
Weather coming this weekend. We got some severe weather coming this weekend. And it may down some trees. And in this area, when your trees go down, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, that's who you call. And I can give you numbers. I got the regular number that you guys all know, 328-2484. 328-2484. But with the...
You have a bat phone line?
I do. Because they have 24-hour, 7-day service for emergency trees during severe weather.
Wow. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So write this number down. This is Todd and Augustine Duncan. This is the Double Secret Bat Phone. 478-3103. 478-3103. Of course, rain or shine, you can check him out on Facebook at any time at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Just search it. I think as soon as you punch in Chippewa, I think you get a Western Michigan maybe, and then Chippewa Charm Tree Service is number two. So Chippewa Charm Tree Service, I think they're the Chippewas, Western Michigan or Central Michigan.
Yeah, yeah,
like
Central
that.
Michigan.
Yeah. So you can check that out. But 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with these emergency storms coming up. You know, we're having our first tropical event this weekend, Jack.
I know.
Really?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming right up to Mobile Bay into Montgomery.
Wow.
Yeah. So guard your timber.
Guard my timber. Yeah.
Guard your timber.
The bad thing about that, when you have a hurricane and knock down timber, the price sure does go way down.
478-3103, that's the Double Secret Bat Phone. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. State Senator Gerald Dial, he's running for Agriculture and Industries in Alabama. I had one more thing I was going to ask you about when we were talking, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, the Coliseum. That's what
We talked about it.
The Coliseum.
Right.
The Coliseum's a jewel here in Montgomery, and people don't realize this, but there's an effort underway to undermine the Coliseum and relocate it.
Well, there is, and that I totally disagree with that concept. My concept is, and I've already met with some pretty high-ranking officials who made some agreements that we can refurbish Garrett Coliseum. Garrett Coliseum belongs to everybody in Alabama. It's a facility that's there, one of the structurally sound facilities, but it's just deteriorated over the years simply because we hadn't had the finances to fix it. We look at our neighbors to Mississippi, and we always thank God for Mississippi, but Mississippi built a $35 million facility in Jackson, Mississippi, and they're getting all the major rodeos, major events that's coming to the south, going to Mississippi, or they're going down in Tifton, Georgia, down to their facility. We can fix this without a whole lot of cost to the taxpayers. Have something that belongs to everybody, where you can have horse shows, where you can have rodeos, where you can have concerts. Years ago, Alabama and Auburn used to start their basketball season playing a game there, and it used to just fill it up, and they've had some great concerts there. It's a real asset to Montgomery in this area, but mainly it's an asset to the state of Alabama. Everybody knows Garrett Coliseum. It just needs some tender loving care, and I have a plan to make that tender loving care become reality, and that will be one of my first objectives once I get out of there. We don't need to move it out of Montgomery and put it somewhere where it's not centrally located and it's not part of the process of, you know, you got the Capitol, you got all the other things. Why not have Garrett Coliseum?
You have accommodations around, too.
You do. You have motels and you have restaurants and you have the things to support that, because you can't bring a big rodeo that's going to bring thousands of people in here and them not have adequate facilities to stay. They're not going to come and participate. And it's an important part of our culture. And as you talk about growing agriculture and agribusiness and promoting young people to get into agriculture, and that seems to be one of the bigger problems today. Young people don't have a tendency to get into agriculture. They want to get into some of these other computer things and not do the things that are certainly important. So this would help us train those young people, let them come to a facility that they can be proud of. And we've got a plan to fix that. Goodman Mills and Kaywood have been kind enough to do me some diagrams of how we can fix that up without any cost, because don't have any money to pay them yet. But we've got a plan to make that work. And I just think it's the right thing to do. I think it's the right thing to fix that facility and let it belong to all the people of Alabama, not just to a specific group.
Well, it's been over the years, a great place for big band shows. I've seen Elton John play there twice.
I saw him play there last time. It was a beautiful show.
It was great.
But if it was a little more comfortable to sit in and it had heating and air...
Well, that's what you got to redo the bathrooms. You got a heat and air. You got new seats. You got some infrastructure. The structural building is phenomenal. That thing was built as good as anything.
Was Folsom governor when that was built? The 50s?
It was in the 50s. But it has had very little, because you know the state doesn't have a lot of money to put into something. When you got to choose that and mental health and Medicaid and all that, you're not going to fix up a Coliseum. But when we can get the local people and local effort involved, and the local people understand the significance of this, and you got groups out there. I met with some horse owners just the other day who are really interested in fixing that facility up. Otherwise, they're going to have to go and look at another place to go. So, and there's also some opportunities to fix the stables up, to do some unique things out there without a large cost to the taxpayer. You know, the taxpayer doesn't want to see his money sometimes go. If he lives in Scottsboro, Alabama, he may not have a whole lot of interest in Garrett Coliseum. So if we can do it with a minimal number of tax dollars and get some local support, we can make that a jewel place for the people of Alabama.
You mentioned at the break about evacuation, that it could be large animals are, like, in danger from hurricanes.
Well, if you got... We don't think about it as much because I used to have horses, but if you have a large animal, especially a horse, a relatively expensive horse, and you live down on the coast or you live somewhere in Florida and a hurricane comes, you can take your dog and cat and you can go to a motel, but you can't take your horse to the motel.
Right.
You know, you just can't stay there. So we've looked at making that an evacuation center for large animals for all the Gulf Coast area and including Florida. And we think that could be a unique facility, and that can help us upgrade those stables to the conditions they need to be in. And we would hope that maybe we could look at some federal help making an evacuation center for large
That'd
animals.
That'd be great. That would be.
We do have a phone call. Senator Gerald Dial is our guest. He's running for Commissioner of Agriculture and Industry. Did you say Eric?
Yes, Eric Petrez. I wanted to tell you guys that if this plan goes through, I actually am an owner of a small termite pest control business here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'd pledge to do any termite work that the Garrett Coliseum needs free of charge.
Oh, great, great.
Just to help out. My name is Eric Petrez with Absolute Termite and Pest Control.
Thank you very much.
That's nice.
That's nice. And you please contact me if we go far with this, okay?
He'll get in touch with you. Thank you.
Don't get much free nowadays. Thank you.
No, but you know, one thing he got free was a free advertisement.
Pretty smart.
Pretty smart guy.
He didn't say it over and over like a Bobby Bright ad. Or,
I'm Eric Petrez.
He should have made up a catchy jingle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what about that catchy jingle?
Well, we're excited about our jingle. If you hadn't heard it, you need to listen to it three times. If you'll listen to it three
times.
Donate
to the campaign, you can hear it more.
Yeah. And you will begin to hum it at night, and you hum it in your sleep. And I had young kids come up to me this week and begin to sing it to me, so I think it's having some effect.
I gave Brent hell about it last night, but Brent said, I didn't like it at first, but it really grew on me.
Well, Brent came to me and said, let's do something different. Everybody else, and you know, when you run a race and you run down the line, and it's unfortunate. You talk about Commissioner of Agriculture and Industry. I run into people in the metropolitan areas that say, hey, you mean we got one of those? Unfortunately, because it doesn't directly affect them. And to me, as I said early on, to me it's the second most important job in the state. It oversees a $70 billion industry. By far exceeds anything else we do in this state. Yes, we just take it for granted. And I want to go out there. I'm not going out there to reinvent the wheel, just to polish the wheel, put some oil on the wheel and make it run better, and make people in the state proud of what ag and industry does.
You own a dog?
My daughter, I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog?
Let me tell you why I don't have a dog.
Well, we have a litmus test of five issues here, and that's one of them.
Don't have a dog.
Oh.
And the reason I don't have a dog, I couldn't treat a dog fairly because me and my wife are never at home when you're in the legislative process.
You.
Let me tell you, I used to be in the cattle business.
Yeah.
I got in the legislature, I'd leave, the cows would get out. I got off the military as in the guard. The cows could tell when I was going to guard. I would not get to guard camp, and the first call I get from Faye was, the darn cows out. One Friday I came home, she said, guess what? I sold the cows.
No kidding.
Sold all the cows and planted in pine trees. But and that's what we had to do. My daughter and my son both have dogs, and we claim those. And
you have dogs.
You got to say you have dogs.
Do you babysit when your kids are out of town?
We dog sit all the time.
There you go. You got to have dogs.
You know, the bottom line, I think the dogs are... Our kids' dogs love us probably more than our kids.
What was the litmus test, Tricia? It was you got to be pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, Christian, married with a dog.
Yep.
I mean, all of us have the dog.
You mentioned gun.
Yeah,
Second Amendment.
Well,
yeah.
I'm endorsed by NRA. I'm endorsed for the pro-life organization. I have granddogs.
Who's this? You're on the air.
I'm married. I've been married 56 years. So,
who's this? Hello?
Is it me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, well, hey, man. How you doing, girl? How you doing?
Good.
Man, I'm going to tell you, know how they always say in that barrel, when they say, you had me at hello? Well, you know, this man had me at goodbye. I saw a flyer for a white tail thing, and I owe you an apology, because I never mentioned your name, because I was stuck on this thing. Oh, let's get a bunch of young folks. Let's get this thing moving. But I don't go back to the goodbye. He was telling me goodbye, man, but he was wanting to leave before Scott got there. So that tells you, he didn't want to be there when Scott got there, so he was trying to get on out of there. So I guess that's one mark up for you, brother, right there off the bat.
Randall, I wish I knew what you were talking about, but that's okay.
I'm assuming you left an event before Scott spoke. Is that right?
Yeah. What's your question?
I mean, not really a question. You covered the irrigation, man, him talking about bringing in farming, bringing in, man, it's got me excited. But what the question is, if we could grow marijuana without THC, no THC at all, would you be behind it? That is the only psychedelic form in there. Would you be behind us in Alabama? Can you get
hemp
that started?
Hemp farms. Let me tell you, do you know that... a senator from Paul Sanford passed a bill to begin to do hemp farm, and the Agriculture Department has to prove it, and it has to be licensed through the federal government, through the Department of Agriculture. And now we have applications. And let me tell you where it's going. The first process is going to four-year schools to begin to do the experimental process of growing it. There's already two applications in that process. That process is moving well. I've talked to people in Kentucky where they're growing. They're just doing tremendous things with it. And they tell me they can't grow enough. And, you know, I didn't know all the ramifications because I'm not the most smart guy in the world, but, you know, they use it in concrete. They use it in a lot of other products. It's another crop out there. The problem we've got is make sure that we do it and meet the federal and the state guideline. That will be an issue they'll be moving forward with through the colleges. I know, and I speak for Troy University because I chair their board. They have already made an application, and their application is the Department of Agriculture, and it's just a matter of now the feds sign it off. They're going to begin to do experimenting. So, yes, answer to your question is yes. I think it's another crop that will allow agricultural production to increase, but you got to be careful, and you got to make sure it's done right because we don't want that same guy out there that's growing hemp to also be growing the marijuana on the other side of it and say, oh, I'm sorry, I just got a little confused and put the wrong seed in the ground. And so you got some regulation, but yes, I'm supporting that because I think it's a real opportunity. I just look at what Kentucky's done. I've talked to the people up there. I've talked to their legislatures. They cannot grow enough to meet the agricultural and the business need, and they're looking for other outlets already.
Thanks for your call, Randall. We'll do one more, and then we got to get you out of here. Lou?
Yes, Gerald Dial. This is a person that's extremely interested in your underground water study.
Yes, ma'am.
You are the most exciting person I've heard in a long time coming out of the State House.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the Department of at University of Alabama, the department over there, the Geological Department, has finished that study. It's already mapped, and you can go online and find that through them. What we did, and when Governor Riley was there, I went to Governor Riley to express to him how important it was that we mapped this, because down in Enterprise, Alabama, they were able to find an aqueduct down there, and they drilled into it and furnished a terrific amount of water to their area. And we began to say, well, where other is that? And so we got they put $500,000 a year in the budget, which is a lot of money, to map this whole process. And it is now completed, and we know all the underground resources. And it almost blows my mind to think, because you think of how many rivers in Alabama and how many lakes in Alabama with the Tennessee River and all, and to understand that we have more water underground than we do above ground. But that's what we have, and the map is there, and the University of Alabama did this through their geological department, and it's now its record. So if you're going to go out and irrigate, or you're a city and you're going to drill down for your water supply, you don't just drill and hope you're going to hit one. You can now go to the Alabama Geology Department. They will give you a map, and they'll show you where those aqueducts are, and you can drill into them.
Well, thank you so much. And the other thing you mentioned is the Coliseum and the study, and I am fully supportive of everything you've been sharing, and thank you for being a wonderful leader.
Well, you're mighty kind. Thank you for those kind words, and I wish you would call my wife and share them with her.
Thanks for your call, Lou. Yeah, everybody can use a cheerleader calling in. Senator Gerald Dial, we got a few seconds left. You want to give people sort of a closing argument, tell them why to vote for Gerald Dial?
Well, yeah, certainly we're here and we're here to ask for your vote because we're enthusiastic about the opportunities over there. It's not just that we want to go over there and we want to be a name. We're not going over there to run for any other offices. We're going over there to make a difference in Alabama. We're going to grow ag and industry in this Alabama like it can be. We're going to increase our import. We're going to protect the food supply we got. We're excited, and every day I get up excited about the opportunities that Alabama has. Great state, great people, 4.8 million of us. We're all bonded together as Alabamians, and we want to make Alabama better, and that's my objective.
Senator Gerald Dial, he's running for Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries. If you want to check him out, the website, creatively, it's Dial Time.
It's Dial Time.
I was looking down the log to see if it was coming up, but you've already run today, so we'll get it on again. We'll be back, guys. It's 22.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, Three Men and a Lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Covenant Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community, because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 3612.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We continue to monitor future developments in the Gulf of Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Locally heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Want some really, really cool gear, that one-of-a-kind jewelry, the stuff like your grandma and great-grandma used to wear. You remember the really snazzy, flashy jewelry that just stopped heads when you walked in the room?
Oh, yeah.
They've got it at Heirloom Jewelers. They've got it over there, and you really, until you see it, you don't even know you want it. It's one of those things. You walk in, you're like, oh, my gosh, how have I lived my life without this?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see it. Most people don't wear it anymore. It is starting to come back. It is starting to come back in fashion. Man, nobody has a better selection than Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. They've been in business since 1977. They do it the right way. Troop is a gemologist. I mean, he's certified. He knows what he's doing. And the cool thing is, you might have a ring and you think, man, the setting's a little old-fashioned. It's very 1980s. You could take it in there and Troop will buy the diamond off of you, mm-hmm. and buy the setting. And then he can find a cool gem to put in that setting, or he can find somebody else that wants that setting, and he can give you cash for the whole thing right there on the spot. And it's very transparent. I mean, when he has a computer program that he shows you, where it shows you in real time what that exact same size, clarity, cut of diamond is going for on the open market in America. Like the most recently sold one at all these different locations. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really a cool idea. Go by there, take your old stones, take your, you might have a big diamond in a necklace you never wear anymore. Well, that diamond could be a $10,000, $15,000 diamond sitting in the back of a drawer. Boom, you just paid off college tuition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just never know. Get by Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, and he'll get you squared away. He's on the Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. It's the same side of the road as the Regions Bank and the PrimeEd and all that other stuff over there. So get by there. It's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. So that's on the Taylor Road side of Bell Road. And you certainly will enjoy going by Heirloom Baron? Jewelers.
Baron?
Jack Campbell.
Has Todd Stacy put up any new ads on his website?
You want me to take a look at this?
Yeah, see if there are a couple of them that I think people like hearing those. At least I've gotten feedback that people like hearing.
Yeah, there's a couple of cool ones on there. A new one, what's the probably the newest cool one is Alice Martin's, and only because I like attack pieces, and it's a little bit of an attack piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's talk somebody while they load. Who's this?
This is Crawdad.
Hey, buddy.
I was enjoying listening to Senator Dial there. Didn't get a chance to speak with him.
Well, we had to get him out of here on time.
I heard Randall call in again, and there is something that I'm interested in seeing in the southeast here, and that is the ruderalis variety of cannabis used as an industrial crop again.
Ruderalis?
Ruderalis.
How do you guys know so much about dope?
It's not dope. You
roll it up, I'll smoke it with you, but I'm not interested in knowing about ruderalises.
It's not dope. That's the thing. It's not dope.
Well, then damn it.
Well, then what are we talking about it for?
Because ruderalis, if you were to take a good look, even the Constitution of the United States was written on that fibrous paper. The sails on the USS Constitution were made from ruderalis fiber. Rope, hemp type rope. That's exactly the same thing. And it's so much misunderstanding about this crop that the United States, when it was first growing as a nation, ruderalis was a very important crop, very important, all across the northeastern seaboard, all the way down into the south. And the other thing that we made a mistake about was kudzu.
Well, yeah, we did.
Big mistake. The department, the Federal Department of Soil Conservation, right during the time of the Dust Bowl, they were paying farmers $17 a hectare to plant kudzu.
Yeah.
I had ruderalis in my right elbow once, and it still sores.
They make an ointment for that, Jay.
Or salve.
Careful now, because if you have too much of that, Wilford Brindley says you might come down with a diabetes.
Too late.
Crawdad, we appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Who's this?
It's Clint.
Hey, buddy.
Good day, gentlemen. And Mr. Trisha.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, Clint. How you doing?
Doing good, Mr. Campbell. You need to make Trisha part of your program weekly. I mean, every day.
She claims she can only come once a week.
Well, that's better than nothing. Yeah. But, hey, I like Mr. Dow. When I met him at the tea party,
he's a very friendly guy.
Yes, he is. Had a good conversation, and I think he can do good. We'll do good. He's got my vote.
He's got a lot of knowledge. I'll say that for Gerald. He can cite facts and figures, and he's done so much in state government, and he's one of the sharpest guys in the Senate as far as rules and stuff. You're not going to get anything over on him.
And, Jack, I'm sorry about your loss of your friend.
Thank you. I'll be fine, but it was really a shock. But, anyway, thank you, Clint.
You're welcome. And, especially on Mr. Dow, the human part, I'm in.
All right. Well, that's
good.
All right. We appreciate it, Clint. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Let me do this here. I was just communicating with James Cole on text message. What a nice guy.
He is a good guy.
He was giving us feedback on the program, talking about how great and informative we are and how much he loves the show.
That's nice.
I met CeCe before. He did.
You met CeCe Cole?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Back when he was still working. 98. It was my first major plumbing experience.
He probably was old in 98. Now, yeah, here's my question. Did he say much to you?
Yes, because we had a big issue. We had to dig up a slab and two apartments.
Holy mackerel.
To fix the sewage.
He's usually a word economist.
Yeah, one way to put it.
Well, he had to talk to me.
We had CeCe Cole call in one day. We're like, how you doing? He's like, good. We're like, how's the business?
What's going on?
Stinks.
Yes.
I was like, all right, well. Now, when James Cole calls in, he says a few more things. Okay. It is a perfect time to remind you this hour brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. They don't dig stuff up as much anymore.
Yeah, they don't have to do that anymore. They got that new technology now.
Absolutely. Proprietary pipelining technology. Mm-hmm. Very, very impressive. Now, if they'd had that in 1998, you wouldn't have heard a word out of James Cole.
And I wouldn't have smelled those apartments stinking.
Oh, my gosh. Please,
months.
No.
It was terrible.
No. Get by the folks at Cole Plumbing when you need anything. 279-8919. Jack, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
All right, here's the new Alice Martin attack head. Tell me what your honest thoughts,
okay,
Jack.
Okay,
your honest
okay. Thought.
Steve Marshall and Troy King won't drain the Montgomery Swamp. They are the swamp. Insiders that protect the powerful, not the people. I'm Alice Martin. I'm an outsider who's devoted my career to the rule of law, won over 140 public corruption convictions, and believe our officials should be treated the same as everyone else. Let's stop the deal makers. Join me, a conservative outsider, to serve as the guardian for Alabama's family.
Jasper.
Wow.
I thought it was a good ad. I'm not sure Alice can call herself an outsider because she has worked within, you know, as a U.S. prosecutor and also Attorney General's ad, but I mean office, but I think overall it's a pretty good ad.
I don't think it's a bad ad. Did you catch something when she put up the pictures of Troy King and Steve Marshall? Did you catch what the background image was?
Probably.
You see that? It's real faint and it's real fast, but if you pause your screen, you can see it. There's two dice get thrown across the screen.
That's pretty damn.
You have to pause it at just the right second or you don't see it.
That is subtle.
Watch.
They
see, there it goes.
Insiders.
I mean, it's just
and
like,
both of them talking to Bentley.
It's just half of, yeah, and it's just half of a second these two dice get thrown across the screen.
I saw it that time.
It's really, really, at the first time I saw it, I didn't see it, and I watched it about, because you know, you got to watch an ad about five times.
Yeah, you do. You,
and about the third time I watched it, I thought, well, those dice that just flew across the screen? That's why I thought it was creative.
And look, Troy's wearing a Bentley sticker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very, very, very subtle.
I haven't seen it. I heard the audio of the radio ad, but Bobby Bright's got a TV ad up on Martha Rubin.
And the audio of it's running on this station, but here's the ad he's running.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refused to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here.
So see, that's the hit on Martha Roby. You knew it was coming. Somebody was going to have to do
it. Oh, yeah. And I don't think Barry Moore nor Rich have the financial resources to run.
Somebody had to do it, because otherwise she's going to run away with it. Guys, this has been fun today. Shall we do it again?
Oh,
did you like the ad? I mean, you think the message is...
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to remind people. People forget stuff.
Yeah.
If you're running against Martha Roby, you have to remind people she stood against Trump and wanted Hillary Clinton to be president.
I'll tell you, for a long time, I've been hearing that. People say that's their biggest complaint with her is, you know, that she's a fair-weather friend to Trump. In fact, said she wouldn't vote for him in a tweet. Yeah.
Did she really ask him to step aside?
Yes.
To his face.
No. But I mean, she put out a tweet and a press release saying he needs to step aside.
And when she was in Dothan speaking to some Republican women, one woman standing up as close as I am to Barron was shaking her finger at her and yelling at her about not supporting our nominee. It was brutal.
Riley Manning painting. He couldn't paint over that problem.
No, ma'am.
But he can do just about everything else short of fixing a political problem you
799-1284.
Call him. 799-1284. That's his number. 799-1284. He'll get you squared away right away. Riley Manning. You can check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com. I cannot tell you how highly I recommend Riley Manning. Every time I pull up to my house and I see those beautiful new doors.
And they're
not even new. They're the doors that were built on the house, but they look brand freaking new. Saved me about $9,000.
Good friend of this program.
Yeah. If I'd had to pay to replace those doors, it was going to be over $10,000. He saved me about $9,000. So
that's
let me
great.
Tell you, that's a friend in need, a friend indeed right there. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Check him out. The Riley Manning Guarantee. Like you pay no money up front until you are satisfied and the job is complete. Trisha.
Thanks, Trisha.
You for joining us. Sorry we had so many guests on your day. Next time we won't.
It was great. I enjoyed meeting Mr. Dial.
I texted her in the middle. I said, no more guests on Wednesdays. If you're going to come on Wednesdays, no guests. All right, guys. We've got to make way for the Dan Morris Show. He just came in with two pistols pointed saying, clear the room. So we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refused to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here. Bobby Bright, Republican for Congress. For you.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
I'm Randall Houston, District Attorney for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton Counties. I've known Bobby Bright for 25 years. Bobby is honest, competent, and conservative. When Bobby was in Congress, he worked closely with the district attorneys and made law and order a priority. With Bobby, it's about the people. We need this type of leadership for Alabama. We need Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I appreciate the support of my friend, Randall Houston, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.